Well, let's talk about Sisters in Action. Linda Hine, who was the PI on this program, she's actually enjoying retirement. So she texted me this morning and said she's with me in spirit. So I just wanted to make sure that she was recognized, and I have no relationships to disclose. No problem. So Sisters in Action, it was an innovative approach to promoting a healthy weight in women grant, which was funded through the U.S. Department of HRSA and Maternal Child Health Bureau. It was a three-year award, totaling $435,000, a little over that. The proposal was written in 2005, awarded in 2006, and the grant ended in July 2009. We were addressing the problem of basically obesity in the African-American community. Also, as far as Michigan is concerned, from our BRFS, it's understood that African-American women don't exercise as much as Caucasian women. This was a partnership between Spectrum Health, and all programming was held at the YMCA. And this was a new state-of-the-art facility, which was a real draw for the program because it was in the community where women could get there, and it was safe and had new equipment. So that was kind of a draw for our programming. And, of course, that's Spectrum Health where I work. So some of the goals that we addressed. Goal one was to improve the health of 300 African-American women, and objectives were to increase the number of days of physical activity among 90% of the participants, two, to increase fruit and vegetable intake among 90% of the participants, and three, to reduce the BMI by 1 point in 60% of the participants after 12 weeks of enrollment. Goal two was to improve the emotional health of 300 African-American women. One, to improve the quality of life among 90% of participants. Two, to improve readiness to change by one category of measurement among 75% of participants. And three, to maintain a twice-per-week educational session participation rate of the 70% of the first 12 weeks of intervention. So how was the program set up? Basically, we had informed consent, risk factor assessment, and screening forms for them to complete, as well as surveys. And then we provided biometric screenings pre and post, which included fasting, total cholesterol, HDL, LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, and the ratio for body mass index, and waist circumference, as well as blood pressure. The results were explained to everyone individually so they'd understand what their numbers mean. We also, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, had a class explaining your numbers. How do I know my numbers? The Polar Tri-Fit was a test that the Y provided where the women could pull on things and see what type of strength that they had in their arms and what so forth. And the course of surveys, the Protraska, which is like the readiness to change, whether the person is in free contemplation, action maintenance, and then, of course, the Zone Depression Scale. We also did focus groups prior to the programming to get potential participants' input on what they thought would be needed in the program. So the program, there was 12 weeks of intervention. Participants came two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday evenings. They would have 1 hour of education classes and 1 hour of structured exercise following that, so about 2 hours' time. Again, all programming was held at the YMCA, and everybody got a badge card so they could. That's how we kept attendance when they came to the Y. So following that 12 weeks of intervention, then they have 12 weeks of maintenance where participants would come monthly for education classes, maybe something dealing with nutrition, different types of exercise, but just an opportunity for the participants to check in and not just feel like they were out there on their own. But they were still expected to exercise 3 times per week. So even during the maintenance phase, they would come twice a week with us, and then they would have to come a third time on their own, and that was to continue throughout the maintenance phase as well, all right? And again, their attendance was scanned through the badge that they received. So when they first enrolled in the program, they got a 6-month membership, and they kept it as long as they did not basically fall off the wagon. So then if they completed both phases of the intervention and the maintenance phase, they would get an additional 6-month family membership to the YMCA. And the good thing about the Y is that they were provided child care And of course, the rest of their family could come to the Y also. So that meant spouses and significant others could attend as well. They didn't actually come to the programming, but they had access to the facility. Okay. So this program, Sisters in Action, was based upon the CDC's Wise Women, which was another evidence-based program, and basically we modified it. So what are the education? What were the educational offerings in that 1 hour when they would come? Basically, physical activity, education, nutrition education, wellness, and we also did a depression workshop. A little bit about nutrition. Throughout the 12-week intervention phase, there were 6 2-hour interactive classes where they were provided the beginning pre- and post-test. The topics included reducing unhealthy fats, reading labels, planning and shopping portion sizes, appropriate calorie intake, increase in fruits and vegetables. They're also given food diaries as well as a booklet to journal. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And we try to use a culturally sensitive approach to healthy eating. So when we would talk about menu planning or changing, making healthy substitutes, we would use some of the generally speaking traditional African-American foods that are known to our culture. So we might talk about maybe collard greens, and maybe we can switch out using pork to season it with, to maybe smoked turkey, what have you, just by way of an example. Another aspect was we had at the end of the programming a celebration where the participants could take the tools that they learned throughout programming and actually work together to plan a meal and actually make the meal. And I especially like that because gave them an opportunity for experiential learning so they could actually see not just what was on paper, but actually do it and realize it wasn't that hard, you know, and it doesn't taste bad either. So as far as the wellness and physical activity portion, we talked about the role of stress in health, and as I mentioned, knowing your numbers, helping. You can tell someone that their numbers when they have a fasting glucose is 106, but what does that mean to me? So we explain what the ranges of the numbers actually meant, and it's time to go see your doctor or so forth. Healthy weight loss, because you have individuals who they just want to lose weight, so they might skip breakfast and just drink tea all day and not even eat fruits and vegetables. So we explain what is a healthy weight and how to go about it. Women and depression and the prevention of diabetes, as well as tobacco avoidance. We had many other classes depending upon the year based upon focus groups. They would recommend, like we had classes on HIV, cancer, and so forth. So we had physical activity, exercise. We also had education. We talked about goal setting. They actually set goals. And then warming up and cooling down, cardio exercise, resistance training, different exercise myths. And we also brought in Gazelle, who showed everyone how to do proper shoe fitting. And we were able to also give out gift certificates in a drawing to get gym shoes. And we also gave them pedometers and encouraged them to log their steps each week. The case management portion was following the biometric screenings. So if someone's numbers were too high, their blood pressure numbers too high, one, they didn't get to exercise until they got a doctor's clearance, but myself and the community health worker would follow up with them to make sure they checked in with their doctors before they could participate in programming. And if they didn't have a doctor, they referred to local clinics. High risk levels are recommended for follow-up with healthcare provider. If they proved to be depressed, we referred them to local counseling agencies and local mental health agencies. We also received funding from HRSA to do a depression workshop, and the education portion of the programming when it came to depression was more to educate and kind of normalize it in a sense, because depression was seen as just such a taboo to even talk about mental health. And generally speaking, in the African-American community, it's kind of a stigma. So to even admit that you want to even talk to a counselor is maybe a sign of weakness. So the education, the psychologists are brought in, really just kind of addressed it to explain what it is, it's okay to get help, and where can you go. Following that, we did an actual workshop where we got and in more detail explaining and different types of therapy and actually providing therapy. Dr. Marguerite Morgan was a psychologist. She talked about Good News About the Blues, she called it, and then Anisha Freeman did. She gave kind of her story. Thank you. And we had about 100 women that were in attendance to that. So about the outcomes, we were shooting for 300 women. We had 311 enrolled over this three-year grant, and we still, to this day, actually have a waiting list of 250 women plus. Demographics were women, the average age is 45 years, range from 23 to 83 years, and the zip code is one of the poorest zip codes, I would say, in Grand Rapids area. So we had about 36% of the women came from that. And 82% of the women completed the intervention, meaning that the first 12 weeks, and then 67% of that portion completed the whole 6 months, okay? And so they went on to get the additional six month membership. And again, 100 women attended the conference. Body mass index, 46% of the 255 lost at least one BMI point. Over 17% lost two BMI points. About half stayed within one BMI point. 1.5% gained two BMI points, and then about 2.5% gained 1 to 2 BMI points. And a BMI point is right around 10 pounds, okay, 10, 11 pounds. There was significant improvement in blood pressure. 77% of women demonstrated pre-hypertension or hypertension at the baseline screening. And then, but 39 demonstrated ideal blood pressure at the baseline screening. And then it went up to 56% at program completion. The LDL, 38% were ideal at the beginning of the programming. At the end of the programming, 43% demonstrated ideal levels. And as far as the surveys, 96% reported an increase in fruit and vegetable intake. 90% reported an increase in weekly exercise duration. 91% decreased caloric intake. 100% surveyed improved quality of life. And then 70 to 82% of the groups, 1 through 6, said they were in the action stage of motivation by the end of programming. As far as sustainability, at the end of programming, HRSA, we had some carryover funds. So HRSA allowed us to give about 40 people on the waiting list memberships to the YMCA. And then Spectrum partnered with the Y to do a program based upon the Sisters in Action model for Latino women. And it was called Healthy You. And that program ran like 4 times a year. And it brought in not just the participant, but her family participated in programming as well. And then Spectrum received a grant from HRSA for a program called Healthy Minds and Bodies that focused on women in the postpartum stage of life, 6 weeks to 18 months, and that program was focusing on dealing with postpartum depression. Quickly about our lessons learned, I would just say communication, communication, communication. When you bring 50 African-American women into a new facility, everybody is 30, 40 BMI, and you have these young college students in there, excited, you just have to have conversation about. You have to deal with participants' perception because their perception is their reality, so you have to meet them there. And I had a talk with the facility and how to help the students learn how to deal with African-American women. I would say the main thing on here was the family membership policy. The policy was saying a married couple and their dependent children. Well, we had conversations about that, so they changed the policy to say 2 adults in a household and then their dependent children, okay? And let's see, a little bit about our successes, the waiting list. We still have that. Church partnership was wonderful. Let's see here. We work with community institutions, basically, to provide this program. And their physical and emotional help, building strong social networks, becoming more engaged in their communities. I want to show a picture quickly. What we did with the program, this person here, we encouraged the participants to participate in community races. And this is Diane. She won first place. She's a Sisters in Action participant. She won first place for her category and age. And so we were very excited about that. So, and I just want to thank HRSA on behalf of Spectrum Health for giving us and Maternal Child Health Bureau for this opportunity to do this program in our community. Thank you.